T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jed, thank you. Friday edition Sports Daily, Savage Hurdle with you. Along with Jad Chambers producing, Jim Rome coming up next. Tiki and Tierney at 2. Bob and the Drive today at 4 o'clock. We'll set the schedule for you here coming up in just a moment. Of course, OTD coming up courtesy of our friends from Superior Rent. Hey, don't forget, Odyssey is added over 250 specialty music stations to the Odyssey app. Paul, you got to have the Odyssey app. That's Odyssey, AUDACY. Okay?
Yep.
Check it out. Everything from classic 70s, which include Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Rolling Stones, some of rock's greatest era. Or you can try it out with all kinds of themes. All you've got to do is have an imagination, and they can take care of you at the Odyssey app, AUDACY app, today. So get on there, search through it, find whatever makes it work for you, and you've got it there for you right there. The convenience of your phone, for goodness sakes. That's what we're all about. How about Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers? How's this going to work, Paul? Can you help me with this?
Well, that's a strong personality. I know you know mm-hmm. him. You've covered him over the years. But he's a fairly strong personality along with LeBron. That's a good question. How will this work? I'm more amazed at the payroll of the Los Angeles Lakers. Their big three, mm-hmm. which is Anthony Davis, LeBron, and, of course, Russell Westbrook at this point. Bruce, $140 million for those three guys. We're not talking about anybody else yet on that team. $140 million in salary for next year. I find that amazing. But how will it work? I don't know. It'll work however LeBron wants it to work. Is that a fair statement, do you think?
Yes. This is the thing that I am most curious about. How does that work? Is Russell Westbrook at a point in his career where he is willing to step back, not be the focal point, take his cues from others? Because you can make the argument, and I'm willing to make it, not an argument, I think it's pretty clear that the alpha on that team is LeBron. Mm-hmm. Then there's a fairly significant gap until you get to Anthony Davis.
Correct.
And then somewhere down the line will be Russell Westbrook. Now, well, this isn't even counting if they end up, they're trying to get Buddy Hield too from Sacramento.
Not a done deal yet, though.
Not a done deal, but trying to get Buddy Hield from Sacramento in a deal that would send Kyle Kuzma and the big man Harrell to Sacramento. That remains to be seen. But we do know that Russell Westbrook's on the way. So is Russell Westbrook willing to, just for the sake of being in L.A. with a chance to win a title, which is something that he's never done, played for one, but hasn't won one. Is he willing to kind of allow the spotlight, because the spotlight is on LeBron, but to be a part of the puzzle instead of being the main piece?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure I know either. I do know this, that of course you look at Russell Westbrook. I mean, he's still the big deal. He was the big deal again in D.C. with his roster spotlight. I mean, he's still the big deal. I think he still wants to be the big deal. But this is LeBron's team. I mean, the Buss family has allowed basically LeBron James to run this franchise, or at least to sign off on most things. Obviously, this trade has taken place with the blessing of LeBron. This isn't something that one would do with a LeBron James on your team without running it by him, saying, is this okay with you? Does Russell Westbrook give you what you think you might need to be even more successful for the Lakers? And I'm sure LeBron said yes. And why wouldn't you say yes? You know, I kind of like Russell Westbrook. I mean, you have covered him. You tell me, is he the kind of guy that will get along with a LeBron guy now?
He's a different guy.
All right. Fair enough.
The time that I covered him, he was the undeniable focal point in a very small market in Oklahoma City, and he ruled the roost. And he could be petulant. He could be engaging. He could be thought-provoking. There were a lot of things that he could be, and he often was. But he showed up every single night, and he played his tail off. He played hard. And you can shake your head all you want at the number of triple-doubles and guys clearing the way to allow him to rebound and this, that, and the other thing. He still was and is an immense talent. Now, maybe he's not an immense talent right now. Maybe he's somewhere less from that. My guess is that Russell Westbrook will do whatever is necessary to still have as individualistic a flair as he can possibly have as a player, but do the necessary things to help a team win. Because I think my guess would be that the focal point has probably changed for Russell Westbrook. Look, he's got his fashion business. He's made more money than he knows what to do with. What's he lacking, Paul? He's lacking legacy. He's got an MVP. He's got all the triple-doubles. We all marvel at that. But he doesn't have a championship.
Does not.
And my guess is that's probably the thing that is driving him. Yes, he gets to go home. He's a native of Los Angeles. He gets to go home, finish out his career, play with LeBron, and I think probably to be part of the pieces that you have to win a championship. That's my guess for Russell Westbrook right now. I don't think he'll be distracting. I think he'll just be part of the answer instead of part of the problem.
Maturity is a great thing, isn't it? I mean, you get to a point where you understand the overall dynasty that the Lakers are, and you understand that the Lakers give you a chance for a championship, probably as well as anybody else. And particularly when you have LeBron and Anthony Davis on the same team, I mean, you know, you've got three-fifths of the ingredients you need for a great, 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 great team. I mean, a really great team. And Russell Westbrook is that ball handler, that mover, that he sees open guys, he creates, he does a lot of things that will only be good for LeBron and only be good for Anthony Davis. So, you know, you look at that situation, and then the next two guys that you've got to pay attention to, what happens with Buddy Hield and Ben Simmons. What's going to happen? And I think Ben Simmons is an interesting situation. You know, are the 76ers going to pull the trigger on Ben Simmons? I got a feeling they might. I don't know why. Bruce, and I'm not sure why I have that feeling. You may be just the opposite on that, and I could certainly be wrong. But those two guys are going to be.
Is he damaged goods in Philadelphia?
You know something? That might be a way of putting it that makes me think the trade is going to happen. That might, you just might have solved my mystery of myself. Why do I think he's going to go? That might be as good a reason as
Because in a case like Ben Simmons, Paul, don't you? If you're Philadelphia, you look at, okay, what's my upside? And where's my ceiling and where's my floor in this thing? And where are we? Mm-hmm. What kind of return do I get on a player that clearly had the playoff version, excuse me, of the yips, right?
Right.
I mean, he just wasn't very good.
No.
I mean, he just wasn't very good. He could perform some tasks, but not winning tasks for a basketball team. And that's,
well put.
And that's unfortunate. Or, because I think the Sixers have got to make the sense, how much value can we really get in return for this guy compared to if we work with him, if we bring him along, do we believe in enough of what he represents and what he brings to the table as a player that we can bring more out of him and improve him with the size, the obvious skill set, and the youth? He's still a very young player. But then you got to balance that against how much damage has been done to his psyche along the way. I have no idea how his brain works. I don't know what kind of teammate he is. I don't know his level of confidence. I don't know how these types of things affect him. And I won't pretend to even hazard a guess. But I think that these are all things that you're probably thinking about as it relates to Ben Simmons moving forward. So the Sixers are in kind of an interesting position with him. But I think if there was going to be any movement, I think it might have been before the draft, but maybe, I don't know. We'll wait and see. My guess is that the Sixers will stick with them because I just think that there is more, and it may be a ways away, potential upside in keeping him than there is even to trade him for what you might be able to get or not get for him right now from someone else.
Well, then go find, my suggestion to the Sixers would be, then go find that complimentary player, that one guy that can make Ben Simmons better than he thinks he can be. And right now, I'm not sure Philadelphia has that. I'm not sure in Ben Simmons' head he feels that the Sixers have that. So go find that guy.
Yeah.
Go find that guy.
I love Doc Rivers. I really love Doc Rivers. I think that he got a bad rub in L.A. I think the guy can coach.
Uh-huh.
I think there's some tough love to him, in him, some old-school tough love. I don't know if that works with a player like Ben Simmons. But more than anything, if the Philadelphia brass – and if Doc Rivers believes, and Paul, based on his comments after their playoff loss, talking about, you know, when asked the question point blank about, you know, is this the guy moving forward? Well, when you're sitting there saying, I don't know, you know, I mean, that's not a great vote of confidence.
No,
you know what I'm saying? But it's an honest assessment.
Right.
And I don't think the Sixers really do know. I'm not sure that they do know at this particular point. How much confidence level do his teammates have in him?
Well,
where is Joel Embiid with Ben Simmons right now?
He's still young, though, Bruce. I mean, he's still fairly young into this process.
Right. But, I mean, Ben Simmons has not – I think Ben Simmons has great potential, and I think he shows it at various times – but he has not elevated those around him at two different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Did not happen at LSU, the year that he didn't even reach the NCAA tournament, and has not really happened with the Philadelphia 76ers.
No, you're right.
And now that's a different challenge there because it's Joel Embiid's team. I mean, he's the guy that,
when he's
that
healthy,
really makes
put it,
it work.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right, when he's healthy.
When he's healthy.
So I don't know. That remains an interesting thing. Other things on draft night. Our buddy Landry Shamet, shocker, continues to be a guy. He's been a pass-around pack for on draft nights for or for first round picks. He's played for Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Brooklyn, and now Phoenix in, what, 4 years of being a pro, four different places, but he's always been valued. In every place that he's played, he's been valued. Monty Williams, the head coach in Phoenix, had him in Philadelphia, and that's why they made the move to get him to Phoenix, because they liked him so much in his time in Philadelphia. So Landry Shamet gets a move to the Suns. I think that's a great spot for him. All he's ever played on is contenders. He was on a contender in Philadelphia, certainly was on a contender in LA with the Clippers, with the Brooklyn Nets, maybe the contender in the East this year, and now he's going to Phoenix, where the Suns are coming off an NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, a chance to play, chance to play in that backcourt, what a great learning experience. Do you understand I'm sure he understands the opportunities to learn and to grow and to become a better basketball player.
Well, I mean, he's done that. He's been a pro. I mean, so I don't know. I think he knows what he needs to know.
All right.
I think it's being comfortable with his role. And his role is a guy that comes off the bench, shoots the ball, defends, and plays well in those times when, at this particular point, Chris Paul or Devin Booker, you know, aren't on the floor or are on the floor and playing well with one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that wasn't it. I mean, you also had Ricky Rubio going from Minnesota to the Cavs. God, if you're Ricky Rubio, do you feel a little cursed? I mean, you can't get to a winner for Ricky Rubio, who was in Phoenix before the Suns exploded. Now then goes to Minnesota, which is kind of the edge of nowhere in the NBA, unless you're in Cleveland, which is, by the way, where he was traded to. But still, two big names there in Torian Price. So all kinds of very interesting movement in the NBA.
Quick question before we go to break. Let me hop it on here. Big three. Two teams, in my opinion, have what we would call a big three. Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden versus the LA Lakers with Russell Westbrook, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. Who you like best as a big three? Yeah, that's a You got to think about it. I know
you. You know what? Kyrie Irving is such an X factor that I think I would probably say the Lakers, because I know all three of those guys are dogs. And I mean dogs in a good way. Nicest sense. They're guys that get after it. I think you always know what you're going to get competitively from LeBron and AD, and certainly from Russell Westbrook. But talent-wise, I don't know, Paul. I mean, flip a coin, right?
I think so.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, we'll get to some OTD, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents. A few loose ends as we finish up on a Friday. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.